Okay, we are on Simon Tzadik Bey, Sif Hey. Now, just let us refresh our memory. In Sif Dalet, we hear as follows. Before Shemayna Esrei, Toch Lilchaitz Yodov B'mayim Im Yeshloi, is a chiyuv of a rechitza if he has water. B'mayloi, if he doesn't have water, so he has to make sure to get water. Toch Lachza Achreim At Parse. That means, yes, if he's traveling, he should go another 72 minutes. If there, he will be able to acquire water. That means when he's going, so it's on his way, she should not stop now to daven. He should continue in order to wash his hands. But if he has to go back, he goes back a distance of 18 minutes. So there's a chiyuv to wash your hands. If he's afraid that by going these distances, going 72 minutes further, or going 18 minutes back, he will go over this man tefillah, yinaki yodov. So then he should be menaki yodom, he should rub his hands, but menaki. Should rub his hands, we said yes, he can rub it on a towel, on his clothing, on someone else's clothing, al kaponim. So we have over here Nansiv Dalin that there's a chiyuv of Natila Bamayim, and in Siv Dalid the Mishnah Brura said in Sivkotn Tezvov, so we should hold Cheshbon, V'davke Sheyedeya Shehem Meluchloches. He knows that his hands are Meluchlech. He touched Amokim Metunif, as we will see later. So therefore, there's a Chiyiv Netila. Avo Bistam Yodayim, but if he doesn't know that his hands are Meluchlech, he wasn't watching his hands, he wasn't taking care of his hands, but he has no idea that he became a luchlach, then there's no necessity of netila b'mayim. So this is what we had learned in Sif Dalet. The chiyuv netila b'mayim is only if he knows it's meluchlach, so then there's a chiyuv, he's mechuyv to wash his hands, and there's a chiyuv to go a parse on his way further, or to go back a mil. That is if he knows his hands are meluchlech. But if by doing this he will lose his mantvillah, then he should be menake yodav v'chomidi de menake. This we learned yesterday. Now let us see Sifrei. Rochatz yodav shachetz. What is the halacha if he washed his hands in the morning? V'siach datoy, but he wasn't careful what he did with his hands. That means there was no shmire al yodov, but so there was a hesach hadas. So here the halacha is different. Here the halacha is, since I don't know if they're meluchlech or not, it's only that I wasn't careful what I touched with my hands, but it could very well be that there's no lichlach on them whatsoever. So here the Machaber says, Tzrichim netila letfila im yesh loy mayim. That means, not like we learned in Siv Dalet, that he's mechuyev to go further in order to acquire water in order to wash his hands. That was when his hands, he knew they were meluchlech, so then he has to wash them. But over here, he doesn't know if they're meluchlech. There's only a hesach hadas from the netila rishayne. So here the halacha is, if you have water, you should wash your hands. But even though he's unaware that there's any lichluch, if he have water, he should wash your hands. V'loy yivorech, but he shouldn't make a bracha on that for sure. V'im ein loy mayim mizamonim, but what if he doesn't have any water? Ein tzorich lach so the lito. So he's not mechuyiv, the halacha we had learned in Siv Dalet, that he's mechuyiv to search for water does not apply here, since the he doesn't know that they became meluchlach. Now, the Gemara is just going back. That's what the Mechaber had said, that you don't make a broche, so you shouldn't think you don't make a broche only because he doesn't know that they were meluchlach. So, be suffic, you wash your hands, so that you don't make a broche. So, until Shadayim, before Tfilah, before Shachis, before Minche. He's talking about a bracha until the Rambam Shita is you make a bracha. The Rambam Shita is you make until Shadayim by each tefillah. But we don't paskin like that. So he says, "Vafilu ho you yoda meluch loches." Vafilu was yoda meluch loches, and then he's mechui v'noit on tefillah, and then meboi is v'chlosim meboi. Besides the davam, here we're talking about rubbing the hands. Yeah. That's what we're talking. That's what we were talking about over here. We said before in Siv Dalet, Yenaka Yoda, but we say don't have to. You can rub it. There the shells. Maybe there's some lichas attached to his hands. So by rubbing it, even on his clothing or on a towel or something, that will take off the lichlach. Yeah. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Eh? So Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Mechav Gimel Vehisiach Datoi. Now we're talking here. We're speaking about that he washed his hands already, and the whole problem is that he wasn't watching his hands. If he wasn't careful with his hands to make sure that they should not touch a davar meluchlach, b'lidach kishi he doesn't know if he did touch. But Salaima Shehivlik Harbei Bein Hanetile Lehatfile. The first time he washed his hands, is a large span of time passed. Actually, seeing that, he wasn't thinking b'chlal about shmiras yoda. B'chosh kein sheshayich esach hadas bein atilah shal shachis v'tfilas ha-mincha. He washed his hands before shachis, and now he's davening mincha. Zicha was a hesach hadas. He wasn't watching his hands. So he says like this, Tzrichin nitila, the kiven shisich date mishmiroso. That means there is a need of washing your hands, the yadayim askon yisayim, v'shema nogu b'mokim atinayfis. It could very well be, he doesn't recall this, but he touched a mokim atinayfis, and therefore, there's a chiv nitila. He doesn't know. So al kaponim, so we say, if he has water, he's an access to water in front of him, im yesh lo mayim. But this is litfilet. Avol litoyre. Now, stam yodayim litoyre. That means he washed his hands 2 hours ago. Now, he wants to learn. Lebroches, lekriyishma. Stam Yodayim Ksheirisayim. So then, Stam Yodayim is good. So this is a prima godin. We'll see something very interesting. So this is a prima godin, and the prima godin is learning the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Tzrichin Netila, Stam Yodayim, Tzrichin Netila, Letfila, for davening. Im yesh lo mayim, avol l'teira. But so the Mishnah Berurah is medayik. This is a prima godim. Uve lebroches, uve kriyishma, stam yedayim ksheiresayim. And this is really a deed from the Mechaber. The Mechaber specifies stam yedayim need netila l'tfila. But for broches, that means a person, someone who wants to make a broch on a fruit, gesuntahei, you don't have to wash your hands. This is a prima godin by us. Avol b'simen dalet, kosev a prima godin, the Krishna psula istam yodaim. There, the Prima Godam is Saisach himself. And the Prima Godam says over there, for Krishna also, if you have water, you should wash your hands. So we have here a stira between two Prima Godams. That means the Mishnah Berurah is speaking about the din of Stam Yodai. What's the din Lagabi Krishma? So the Mishnah Berurah says, well, I have a stira in two Prima Godams. And our Simon, he says that Krishma, you don't have to wash your hands. Stam Yodayim is also kosher for Krishma. And Simon Dalet, the Prima Godam holds that you should wash your hands. Fine. Well, just one second. There's a big pella. The pella is, I have Rusa asked this kash, and then I found the Birur Halacha asked the kash. It's mamish pillay ploy. If we look in Simen Dalet for 1 minute, let's look at Simen Dalet, Sif Chav Gimel, which is, let's go back to the beginning of the Mishnah Berurah, Simen Dalet, Sif Chav Gimel. So there the Mechaber says, let's go back 1 minute, Simen Dalet, Sif Chav Gimel, Leitipnu Netilas Yadayim, Elo Lekrishma Velitfilo, Avo Brochis Neshachis Yochel Levorech Koidem Netile. Koidem Netile. So we're talking, what are we speaking about over here? The Stam Yadayim, the Einishen Yadayim Emeluch Lochem, Einem Sulis Lebroche, Vachoshkein Ledivrei Teure, Tremavoch Naperis Metzoch Netile Shadayim. So look what it says over here. It's Mamish Pilei Ploi. The Mechaber says, Leititnu Netilas Yodayim, we're talking about Stam Yodayim. If it's the other Mulachloch, you see, he can't make a broch either. So we're talking about Stam Yodayim, Leititnu Netilas Yodayim, Elo Lekrishma Letvila. So the Mechaber says, it's a Mechaber, the Mishnah Berurah brings down two Prima Godams. And the Mechaber says, the Bir Halacha asked this kasha. Yeah, the Mechaber says that they were Mesakin Netilas Yodayim for Krishma. And the Mishnah Berurah says we're speaking about Stam Yadayim. So this is very interesting and very problematic. It says it's a problem with the Prima Godim and we have a Mechaber over here. The Mechaber says clearly that for Stam Yadayim you should wash your hands for Krishma. Okay, but now let's go further. So here we speak. What? If we should not have made the dig, yeah. But here the lesson of Machaber is Latzvila. So it's really mind-boggling. Fine. Yeah. Now let us see again what we're speaking about. So we're speaking about that Stam Yodayim, and he wants to daven. If he has water, he should wash his hands. If he doesn't have water, he doesn't have to wash his hands. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, Va'afal Pikein, Tzorich Lenakos Oisem V'Midi D'Menaki. That means by Tefillah, it's Stam Yodayim. I don't know. So if you have water, the Baldik, you wash hands with the water. If I don't have water, so you should rub it on something. The Dilma, because he wasn't Shoyma Yodah, the Dilma Mudbak Boy Matsoya Oizeya Ide Negia Bim Kaimi Sambachuse. The Yiskanach, he rubs the hands completely, not just the fingertips, he rubs the whole hands completely. So it could be the Zachshash, maybe he touched Tova Metunet. So Memele, the Yiskanach Ide Nikoyim. Vidavke Bistam Yodayim Mekel HaMechaba. By Stam Yadayim, the Mechaba is telling you, if you have water, it's good. If you don't have water, Zeich Nish Gefele. Avalim Noga be Mokim Metunet. But what is if he touched the Mokim Metunet? The Cholish can be shown to Tzrochem. Apetvilas HaMincha Tzrech Lasa HaChamayim. And theoretically, we just asked it for Ha'oreh. That's Siv Dalet. I mean, the Mishnah Berurah also isn't telling us big chadush. We learned this in Siv Dalet. There's a teretz for this, but let's just be meir of the kasha. And Siv Dalet, he says, you have to wash your hands. If you touch the bar, the hands are meluchlach, he says, you have to wash your hands. About Kaponim, without all the kashas we have on Kaponim, as follows. If a person touched a davar meluchlach, there's a chiv netilas yodai, even if he doesn't have water, he's mechuyeh. If he's on the derech, he should go 72 minutes further, go back 18 minutes. That's if he touched the davar hameluchlach. That's in Siv Dalet. And if he doesn't, if the teshayla of apostles mantvilah, so then he should be, he should rub his hands on something. He shouldn't lose his mantvilah. And in Siv Hei was speaking about that there were stam yodayim. He's not aware if they did touch a davar meluchlach. He didn't touch lachatchila. He has water. He should wash his hands. And if not, he should be rub his hands. Fine. This is Siv Hei. Now let's go to Siv Vav. Ha'omed b'tfilah, a person who is omed b'tfilah, he's in the middle of Shemayna Esrei. V'nizka shenoga b'mokim metunim. He's in the middle of Shemayna Esrei. Then one knows when he's in the middle of Shemayna Esrei, everything falls into his head. So now he's in the middle of Shemayna Esrei. Now he reminds himself, before Shemayna Esrei, he touched a davar metunif. He started davening, but now since he started davening, he started thinking what he had done for the last 20 minutes. He touched a davar metunif. But now he's in the middle of Shemayna Esrei, huh? Yeah. Okay, here we're talking about case number one. The Mechaber will say it could happen in davening both. Yeah, Veniska. But here, Pasha was speaking about Shinoga Mokim Ametunif. Okay. So what should he do? He can't wash his hands. That means even though we had said in Siv Dalet, if you touch the Dava Ametunif, you have to wash your hands. There's a chiyuv to go 72 minutes. That's only if it's before Shemayna Esrei. But if he is in Shemayna Esrei already, so he can't go anyplace. So Memelim. So what should he do? Benikoyen, Ofal, Eitroyreis, Mechachich, Yodam, Bakoysel. So he should rub his hands. He should rub his hands on something to make sure that the place where he touched the davar metunif, he should rub it off. Fine. Ha'imid betfilah. Aval im ha'imid bekrishme, ha'imid b'psukei dezimre. Now, what if he's Oymed? Yeah, but what if he's Oymed b'krishma b'psuke d'zimre? Tzarech leilech v'lito yodov. His Eid is in the middle of Shemayna Esrei. So then he's Menake yodov. But if he's Oymed b'krishma b'psuke d'zimre, tzarech leilech v'lito yodov. Now, let us just say one ha'ore, my Chavrusa said this ha'ore in the Guteret. We heard before, in Siv Dalet we were saying that his hands were meluchlech, so he has to go for water, either it goes 72 minutes or 18 minutes in the opposite direction. But he says, what if he's afraid he'll be over his mantvillah? So then forget about it, and then you menake yoda. Now, in Sif Kotn Chafalot, the Mishnah Berurah says, Rotzoloima, if he's afraid he might vapas mantvillah, the ila lachse ozacha mayim, shema yave chazman, and his mantvillah is longer than this man of Krishma, the choshkein, Leinian Krishma, the Bavadai also lay lahamtim amaimir shosh shema yaber hazman. So by Krishma, zicher, you should not, the chash of Krishma is a greater chash, you might be over this man Krishma. So zicher, you don't have to wash your hands. Eliyanaki v'yikre. Wie ich habe Päuskinsche Säublem de Bekrischma Teikim wie Shigiyas Cholos Manem Eloi Maime Nake Beikwole Yamtem Amoi. And then he says a lot of Päuskim hold by Krishma I feel like it's the beginning of this man. I have time yet to learn Krishma. If you don't have water by Krishma, just rub your hands. If you touch the Makkah Meluchach, rub your hands and say Krishma. Feel it, we're telling you to go. But by Krishma, a lot of places can hold it. By Krishma, you don't have to wash your hands. You just roll rub them. That's what he said in Sivkot Lechavala. Now here he says, in Sivkot Lechavzayim, Oymed betvil, abu maymed bekrishma bepsuki dezimut tzach leilich velito yodov. So now also we have a problem. Before he said by krishma, you don't have to, in Sivkotten, chaf aleph, he says by krishma, a lot of place can hold, if you don't have water there, you just rub them by krishma. And here he says that, So this you also have to understand. So my Chavrusa said very good. He said that here he's speaking about, he's going to daven Shemayna Esrei. That means of Krishma alone, some male could be, you could be saying Mechaminaka Yodov. And about the Spaksuki the Zimba, but he is talking about he's before Shemayna Esrei. And before Shemayna Esrei, he knows that his hands are Amaluchlech. So if he's in the middle of Shemayna Esrei, you have no eitzah. But if I'm before Shemayna Esrei, and I know I'm going to daven Shemayna Esrei, so here we have the halacha, I'm in the middle of Krishma, in the middle of Sukkot Zimra. So here you should wash your hands for the Shemayna Esrei. The Niskar Shenoga, here he reminded himself, in the middle of Shemayna Esrei, and he reminds himself that he touched Amokim Meluchlech. Nokat Hochi, Mishum Dokhatchilo, Saliga Betvila Gufa Bekamam, that means in the middle of Shemayna Esrei, you're not allowed to touch a double machlucha, but he reminds himself of before. Abu Adini Noga Betvila Gufa, in the middle of Shemayna Esrei, he touched a double machlucha. Also, you have the same problem, and that says you have to rub your hands. Zion. Now we're going to start explaining a little bit. Mokay Metune. What is the translation of Mokim Metunis? I know Mekaymais Amechusim Ba'odam. These are places which are normally covered. Lefi Sheyesh Behem Milmulei Zeya. That means these places are always covered. So the perspiration that he has, that means a perspiration, let's say, on the face of a person, or in the chelik of a person that is not covered, that perspiration is not considered a mokim betunef. A mokim betunef means it's filthy, it's mizuin. That's called a mokim betunef. So if a person perspires in his hands and his face, and so this, somehow this doesn't become a mokim betunef. If it is covered with a beged and they perspire there also, so there it becomes mizuim, it becomes filthy, and if he touches it, now there's a chiyuv to wash his hands, or a kaponim, to be menakeh the hands. Mokim betunah v'ayinah mekoymes ha-mechusim ba'odom, lefi sheyesh behem milmulei zeya. It seems it becomes a be'en, it's not only the sweat, it becomes a davo mizuim, And that's what Zachiyev Netila. V'chein im chichech ha-roish, or if he scratched his head, Gadim Aposhim say, Piskei Chuvis, the Rabbi Yaman Silber, he scratched his head, means he scratched his head where it was, it's Mardik Meduik over here. Now here it's not Meduik, it's Meduik in the Siv Dalet. So here it would seem that there's a kula, that when he scratched his head by the rosh, touching it, there's no chiyuv netila. Only if he scratched his head by mokim amechuse, Then there's a chiyuv netila, and if he scratches head b'mokim hamedula, which is usually not covered, there's no chiyuv netila whatsoever. That is what the Mechaber is telling us. So now we know what's called meluchlich. He touched a place in his body, noga. That means he touched a place in the body which is usually covered, and that mokim. God, there's a very interesting shaila. What is it if a person just went and took a shower, and then now he's clean, and now he went and he touched a place. It's mamakim amochus shebaguf, but he's clean. So the mafoshim say mikel adin. That's not called mamakim amochus shebaguf because he's clean now. That's tamal mamakim amochus shebaguf. But I just say also a plug wants to still wash his hands if he's. So Hitavka, what? No, the scratching the head, they say, the scratching that is only a place on the head which is normally covered with a kapel under the yarmulke. There, but if I touched it, there's no chiyuv. It's very medik in the lashon of the Mechaber. Moki metunif is mokay mechusim v'adam. So memele. So he touched such a place. Niska shenoga b'mokim betunif. He touched it. So the touching is mekaymis amachusim b'adam. V'chein im chichech harosh by the rosh. If he touched it, there's no chiyuv netila. If he scratched his head, but a place on his head which is normally uncovered, matul if he scratched it, it's also unless he digs it. So like his head is very, I don't know that they say it. The same thing by a beard or a payas, that is amokim, that's not mechusse, unless it's somehow he didn't take a shower for the last 5 weeks, so then could be then. What? Yeah. L'chaim, okay. But l'chaim, so this is called amokim amatun. L'chaim also liga b'mkaim ha'is eilu b'shas sh'aim din b'tfila ha'yaisik b'teire. Vehein betzayas ha'ezen v'ha'af ki'im al yedei beged. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Ayosek b'toyre. He's learning Torah. B'dievet da'ay b'nekoyim ba'alma b'toyre. So here we said before that you have to wash your hands and mokim ha'metzunet. But by Torah, but you have a dive in the coin, but I'll make the Torah, the brochus, half a piece of Yeshua. Even if he has water, he has the capability to wash his hands. By Torah, he doesn't have to wash his hands. He just should rub his head. By love, it's like a mental remission of water. Now, Agav Uche, the Piskei Tshuva says something very interesting. This din, he says, all you have to do, either side the din netila or to be menake, is only the place that became dirty. Don't even wash the whole hand. Others also tell you should wash the whole hand, but meiker adim, you have to wash or rub the place what touched the mokim ha'matunif, and that's it, meiker adim. Now, So this is very shlich. A person is learning in the middle. He scratches his head or something. So all he has to do is rub his hands. If he doesn't have an access to water, he doesn't have to wash it off. Vimnoga betit v'refesh. Now this is called, there is dirty and filthy. That means mud is dirty. But it's not filthy. This is, he was speaking about things which are mezuim. So he says as follows, there's no problem, say it, muddy hands. So what? It's not proper to go to a chasna with muddy hands, but al-kapani can learn Torah. There's nothing wrong with learning Torah, even though my hands are muddy. That's what this is a prima godim by us. Aber el besoyf simen dalet kost of a prime god and say khnak is mit khil afle dibreter. Muddy hands you should also wash. So you must stay in the prime god. We have to be The chayin yirla achmel chathchila barefesh. And Mr. Booth says, I also think one should be machmel. Refesh and titl are the same thing. And then one chathchila should be machmel. Ha'oizen v'af. Now this tzoyes ha'oizen v'tzoyes ha'af. Bagro meikul boze. The goyin is meikul. V'chein kosa b'shari tshuva b'shei merik tzir. So we have here a machloikes. The goyin and the Ramah. I said the Ramah says that it has a din moki meluchlich. The goyin says it doesn't have a din tzoya. The goyin says if it would have a din tzoya, it should have to be machik taladames. So how can you do that? So al kochoch, it doesn't have a din tzoya. That's the shittus ha-goyin. Al kaponim, but the dirshu brings down a moira de kezach. The dirshu brings down from Rabbi Leib Stein and Shlite, that he says as follows. He says that what the goyin held, that Tzoyes ha'af and Tzoyes ha'oizim does not have a din lichluch, that's davke if something that is, went out of the nose. So he takes that off. So let's say it became hard and he takes it off. So according to the Ramah, he should, Akabani should be Mimnaki Yodov. According to the goyin, there's no problem. But he says if a person sticks a finger into his nose, or he sticks his finger into his ear, so then he says, I'm going to gezach, according to the goyin, this is a new problem, and here you see, he has to take care of it, either menake or to wash your hand. So it comes out, I'm going to gezach, it comes out that this kula of the goyin is only on the tzoyas ha'izen and tzoyas ha'chaitim that is sticking out, which is outside of the goof. So that has never been tzoya. But if he puts his finger inside his nose or inside his ear, then if you look according to the goyin, that's called a makim ha'mechus yishem ha'goof, and there's a chiv netila or a kapon mechus. What? Yeah, so you can rub your hands. But do you have a diamond in the coin? Ba'alma l'teirin, others hold up for l'chatchil, it's good. Here he says, but do you have it in Simon Dalit, he says l'chatchil. So kaponim, one should, so we have here, the heter of the goyin was only on the tzoyas, a chaitim that was sticking outside of his nose. Siv ches, ha-mashtin, a person was mashtin, right, in a keli, they took away the keli, he washed his hands, now he went to daven shemen esrei. Lo yispalu ad sheyishe kedei hilach arba amos. He should not daven till the time it takes to walk daled amos. Say an arm is 22 inches, so 88 inches. The time it takes, I don't know, it's 5 seconds, 10 seconds, I don't know, or koponim. That means he was mashtin. He should wait 10 seconds before he davened Shemei Nesrei. That's one halacha. Now, before we go further, let us see the reason of this halacha. Hamashtin Rosalima Bikli. He was mashtin in the keli. So Venita la keli, the keli was taken away. V'chol kahay davne shein also is palo machmas a meraglaim gufa. The meraglaim are not here anymore. He was mashtin. So now we're saying he should wait. He should wait 10 seconds. Sheyishe kedei hilich talad amis. Ba'acha arba amir shiro chachomim shani tzoytzei sheba mosrei kolim b'ksusoy. Now, it is very interesting. The Mishnah Berurah brings down an Eliyahu Rabbe, and the Eliyahu Rabbe seems to say something else. But let's just explain what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. This is a very interesting halacha. It seems that after a person is mashdin, there are still, he finished the hashtana, could be there's still droplets coming out of meraglam. He finished, but there's still drops coming out. Now, so the Leo Zutta says what the Mishnah Berurah says. The halacha is, let's just remind ourselves for 1 second, in the halacha of meraglayim. The halacha of meraglayim is after the meraglayim left the goof, so it's also midarabona. Mina Torah, there's no isa meraglayim. It's not like tzoyim. Meraglayim is mutter after it left the goof. What do you have meraglayim ala karke? So mina Torah, you're allowed to daven. Midarabona, you're not allowed to daven. Kineged ha'omud b'shas is urinating, then there's an iser d'iraisa to say the great Torah. That's the halacha. So in the man is urinating, there's a deraisa to say divrei Torah. After the urine is on the ground, not so then it's also midarabona. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying something very interesting, and this is perhaps a mashmois of the Labush, that the pshat is like this. We are speaking about v'yispalu atsheyisha kedehilach abba ames mishum nitzoytzois. Mishum nitzoytzois. That means he was mashed in, and he's going to daven now. But it seems after the ashtana, there's still nitzoytzois, still droplets which can come out. So these droplets that are coming out have a din of keneged ha'amud, which is an isa deraisa. So in Chazal v'Mishayir, the next 10 seconds after the ashtana, you can still have droplets coming out. And this is an isa deraisa of keneged ha'amud. So don't daven, by the way. Shem Shemaim, you have an isa deraisa. But after you waited this time of 10 seconds, so you don't need to be chayish that new droplets will come out. So what's the whole problem? It's my begit. In my begit, there's this meraglayim. This chazal b'mata. I mean, even though, since it's nivla and the begit, so here chazal b'mekel, this is the lotion of the Leo Zutte. This is the lotion of the Nitzaitis Mekalchim Shir Baal Adamis. Ubezeyesh Isa Dereise. So that's the reason of waiting these 10 seconds to make sure that you're not davening and there'll still be some droplets coming out. But afterwards, good, so it's not dropping, but the beggar got already dirty with the meraglayim. My gozlo rabbonon ala meraglayim shekva nivlo b'ksusay. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying here. This is an Eliyahu Zutte. So amashtin leyispalo ad sheyishe kedei hilach arba abis. That's mishum nitzoytzeis. Now we understand that's also nitzoytzeis. That's how the Eliyahu Zutte learns shot. But amispalo, what is a person finished davening? So he just finished davening. Yisishom b'mreimov, shibonu b'yis ha-migdosh, lo yashtin ha-tsheyishter kedei hilach arba ames. He should wait 10 seconds before he's masking. Shekol arba ames tfilosi shkura b'fiv. That means, in this 10-second period, he's still like in the middle of davening. V'ruchushi merachshin sivosi, just like his lips are moving. He didn't tear himself away from davening till these 10 seconds pass. So Mamela, if he wants to be mashna, he should wait 10 seconds and then be mashna. Yeah. Today he look, it's Lema's man, till he look, Abahamas, you have to wait. Avo la'acha she'sho shilze, he waited already, so he's finished davening. Mutalashtim after mokim shemispalo, even though he davened here before, let's say he davened at the road or something, he could be mashtin over here. Mikol mokim midas chsidu shaloi lahashtim b'seicha ba'ame shal tfile. If he davened in this place, he should not be mashtin in this place. This place was a mokim of ashchos hashchin, he davened there. So he should not be mashtin in toich da'o da'ame shal tfile. Kosta b'sefer chasidim b'simen tat chobches she'en lahashtin oi lorik b'mokim she'kis adam chai v'oif b'brocha b'oif she'adam b'chuse. B'sefer chasidim says a chidush that if a person did a mitzvah that was he made kisei adam, and it's still covered, and he made a broch on this kisi adam, and now he wants to be mashten. So he's not, he shouldn't be mashten. That means in this mokim you've done a mitzvah, made a broch on it, should not throw. It seems like it's a bizoyin to be mashten on that mokim.
Before Shabbat, no, before you pray.